Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance you can sort online anytime.
Is fin vo the vem winchor we o hon hon oh 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 hon I'm sure androhi Ochon, ochon, ochon.
Kathy Jordan there singing Ochon on Gertha Moore. That song's going to be performed at the National Famine Commemoration in Glasnevin at midday today. And I'm delighted to welcome the man who wrote it, legendary songwriter and two-time Eurovision winner, Brendan Graham, into studio this morning. Good morning, Brendan.
Hi, Miriam. Good
Great
to see
to actually
you.
Have a human being in studio. Actually, it's very exciting. Listen, what brought you all the way to Dublin from your home near the beautiful Lochmask in Connemara?
Well, I suppose the main reason is that I'm involved with this documentary called Songs of the Great Hunger, which will be going out today after the official commemoration at Glasnevin with the President and Minister Martin and so on. So that's the main reason, but also up now that I can travel to see grandchildren.
How many?
Well, there are 12 altogether, so we fitted in a fair few of them in the last few days. And some sign that things are back to normal. My little three-year-old, who's called Brendan, you know, this whole thing about being the alpha male. Yeah. So we were visiting him the other evening and he's in his little tractor trying to run Grandad down. So I thought that's a sign that things are getting back to normal.
The vaccination dividend, as they say.
The vaccination dividend, and it's great. And could I mention, I know there has been a lot of talk about the frontline workers.
Yeah.
And rightly so, and what they have contributed. But just to say as well that the doctors at local level, our experience was extraordinary, both in Clonbar and Ballinrobe. I mean, we were getting calls Easter Saturday night at 9:15. People were working to say, could you come in on such and such a date? And families were involved in seeing you in to the doctor's surgery. And in Ballinrobe, my doctor, Dr. Finnerty, his good wife was there. And while we were waiting to leave after the vaccination, she produced little plastic bags with three chocolates in it, courtesy of the HSE. And I thought it was a lovely human touch.
Yeah.
So we saw, you know, at first hand, the work being done on the ground, and it was just amazing. Completely selfless, no thought of their own time or families, but just of patients and people who need to be vaccinated.
Absolutely. And you were lucky, weren't you, Brendan? Because although you obviously stayed at home in the West during the lockdown, you can continue to write songs from your home in the West and then they'll just be, you know, sung all over the world.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. A lot of them don't get sung anywhere. You know, that's the other side. But yes, I suppose in some sense, you know, songwriting is an isolated type of work. You know, you can't really do it while you're flying around here, there and everywhere. Mm. So from that point of view, things weren't much different and I was able to work and get the stuff out there.
You've been writing about the famine, I know, because I've interviewed you before for many years now, not just songs, but also your novel, The Whitest Flower. What draws you back to it as a subject time and time again?
Well, I suppose, you know, to some extent, we all carry our history and our past with us somewhere deep within us. And I remember, I don't know why, something prompted me to look up something about the Great Famine maybe 25, 30 years ago. And I looked in, our youngest was at secondary school, and I looked in her history curriculum book, and there was like a half a page. And I'm thinking, this is the greatest calamity that has ever happened to our country. Why isn't there more about it? So I began to research and so on. And early on, I found, you know, there were a number of books that were quite revisionist and that whole sort of approach. And it just took my interest and I wanted to learn more. And then writing the book came about randomly. And out of the book, then I was in that creative space. So I began to write songs for my main character, Ellen. And one thing led to another. And it just happened. And I was fascinated by the story, horrified by what had happened to our people, that, you know, from the mid-1800s, our population has been halved up to 1900. And, I mean, there were quotations I came across, like in the years after the famine, or during the famine, about 1.25 million of our people perished, another 1.25 left. And I came across the expression that by 1900, half the population had gone to the new world or the next. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that hit me very profoundly.
Tell me about this lovely film that's being released today, and it's featuring your songs inspired by the famine.
Yeah, this came about. This man, Dr. Jason King, got in touch with me. He is part of the Irish Heritage Trust Famine Studies, connected with Strokestown Family Museum. And he said, I know you've written songs related to the famine, and we'd like to make a documentary about your songs. So the title of the piece, Songs of the Great Hunger, is slightly not correct, because obviously there are other songs and songs going back in time, but they're sort of a contemporary look back at the Great Hunger and events that followed on.
And as you said earlier, you're also going to be doing a live Zoom talk today at 1 p.m. with one of the contributors to the film, Eileen Moore Quinn. And details of how to connect to that are available from greatfaminevoices.ie. The link is actually greatfaminevoices.ie/famineheroes. Listen, I have to ask you about the Eurovision. Do you watch it?
What's that now?
Do you watch it? Will you be watching it closely? Are you still interested? Like, we've just gone from talking about the famine.
That's a fair jump now.
It's a fair jump. That's what we do as broadcasters. But will you still be watching?
Of course I'll watch.
Yeah.
I send my best wishes to Leslie Roy. I hope she puts on a great show. I think she will. She's a great entertainer, a great performer. I do watch it. And of course, you're drawn back to your own times, like, which seemed to be like almost last. Well, they were last century.
You're actually celebrating some. It's 25 years, I think, Rock and Roll Kids.
No, Rock and Roll Kids was 1994. So that's 27 years. But this next week, it's 25 years since
The Voice
in Oslo. Yeah, I think is it the 18th? I'm not sure of the date. So, 25 years. Hard to believe that.
Yeah.
And we've used The Voice in the documentary as the end song, an a cappella version, because it's the voice of the history and it's looking back. So that kind of wraps up this first documentary. There is a second documentary coming next month, Songs of the Diaspora, and it'll be the same format. So we have Professor Quinn, who is a linguistic anthropologist. So she's looking at the songs and seeing what they're saying, where they fit in and so on. And then Professor Rebecca Abbott from Quinnipiac in America. Quinnipiac is interesting. The university there has the largest collection of Great Famine memorabilia in the world. So she's put the whole documentary together, did the editing and all of that. And we're looking at, I think, 5 of my songs to do with here and Australia and so on.
Sounds fantastic. Look, Brendan, I'll let you go off to the commemoration now, which people can watch on the RT News channel later as well. And you'll be doing, of course, that special Zoom conference immediately afterwards as part of it. And the film we mentioned, Songs of Great Hunger, it is available to watch now for free on YouTube. Quick question, would you try Eurovision again? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And listen, we're going to end today with your song, You Raise Me Up. Listen, the programme was produced today by Tom Donnelly. The broadcast coordinator was Elaine Conlon. Mark Dwyer was on sound. Thank you very much for Brendan Graham for being here this morning.
You're welcome.
And this version of You Raise Me Up is performed by 2 other Eurovision winners, Secret Garden and Johnny Logan. Sloan, we'll be here again next Sunday.